This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Hardcore Country Mickey James, and you are listening to Wrestling POV Podcast.
Wow, what a weekend, people! A
lot of wrestling.
A lot of wrestling. A lot of things that happened. We had WrestleMania, NXT. Now this week, the bullshit with AEW now.
God. Way to ruin the fucking momentum, AEW.
I want to watch this show because I want to, like, so I can know what I'm talking about when we record these podcasts.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to get through these shows.
It
especially
is.
Especially this one.
It
that
is.
They just had.
It is.
Yep.
And you know, the thing of it is we always say about AEW taking shots at WWE all the time. And you know what? We're going to talk about it later. So I'll throw that question back at you guys later on. But, I mean, what hell of a weekend, man.
Jeepers. Yes.
A lot of people were highly anticipating the whole Cody Rhodes story thing at WrestleMania. And then we had the Hall of Fame, which I was just like, what? Did he really just say what I think he just said?
And let's just say Paul Heyman killed it.
You
to
think?
Start off the Hall of Fame speech with that, it's like, okay, you did good. You really did.
So, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And to recap, this is what he said.
If you think that the spirit of ECW died in a bankruptcy court in 2001, you can suck my fucking dick.
In well, Paul Heyman fashion.
Exactly. I mean, deepers, man. I mean, and then did you guys see Randy Orton? Yeah, when he said that.
Nuh-uh.
Like Randy like slammed the ring and got up and he was just like holding his head, looking up in the sky, like praising him, but he was just shocked that Paul Heyman came out and said that. Let me ask you guys a question though, since we're on this Hall of Fame thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think that if Vince was there, would Paul Heyman do a speech like that?
No.
No, you don't
not
think
a chance.
So?
No.
I think he'd have it cut down or edited, heavily edited.
Yeah, or even telling him what to say and how to say.
Pretty much.
Yada, yada. I mean, that's how I think he probably would be like. And according to what Heyman was saying, Triple H just gave him a mic and said, hey, say what the hell you want to say.
Pretty much.
Like, all right. Which I did, by the way, because this is their moment.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, Triple H is known for that. You know, he'll say straight up, just, hey, as long as you can put butts in seats, go ahead, knock it out. Just hit these key points. And when you give somebody like a Paul Heyman freedom to do shit like that, of course he's going to do it.
And in other words, and no disrespect to the man, but Thunderbolt Patterson, bro, his speech needed trimmed down.
Yeah. You know, and the thing of it is, like you said, it's no disrespect to the guy.
Not
but,
at all.
You know,
not
the guy,
all.
The his handler was doing a lot of, like, his career thing or whatever that he has done. And I appreciated that, but I see why they did that. Bro, like, I think he thought he was talking to just one person because... you hear me?
Yeah, it's just like
we hear you
so
loud and clear, bro.
Like I listen to that whole Hall of Fame speech, and I'm just trying so hard not to disrespect the man because he is a legend. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it's just, bro, just come on, we get it. I'm sorry.
There's one thing I hated about this was the kind of speech, the what chance. During her speech.
That was disrespectful,
Very. Yeah. Very.
Yep.
But
what do you guys think of Bo Dallas? Well, coming out as Wyndham Rotunda.
That was really
or not
good.
Wyndham Rotunda. What's his name?
Uncle Howdy?
Taylor.
Windham's break. Yeah, when he was talking about, you know, they introduced him as Taylor Rotunda and not Bo Dallas.
That's fine, honestly, because if you look at it, he'll probably come back as Uncle Howdy. So I feel like the Bo Dallas character might be, in creative words, dead. And he may just go ahead and go with the Uncle Howdy thing and, you know, do his thing.
So,
or he could do like Uncle Howdy, Taylor Rotunda. I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
But what do you guys think of the speech, though? I mean, or Mike Rotunda, he got very emotional.
Yeah,
very much.
Doing the Firefly lights and stuff like that, and that was cool. And then at WrestleMania, you know, they both had on Bray's shirt, and that was cool. Yeah. So now that leads to this. Now, there's a few videos that came out. Clay, did you see the documentary yet?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Yep.
Man. And you saw
best,
the ending.
Honestly, the best documentary in the last 10 years.
Hell
easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very emotional. Very kept you, you know, interested into it, even with it being a 2-hour doc.
Yeah.
It was well,
right?
Well done.
You were sitting there with your eyes glued to the screen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even during the eclipse. I'll tell you what. Everybody's like, did you see the eclipse? Did you see the eclipse? I said, yeah, I saw it for 2 minutes and I was watching the Bray Wyatt documentary. So there you go. That's all you needed to see, people. That's it.
So now going towards the end, and people, if you haven't watched it by now, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm spoiling the fucking end. No warning. The end with the lantern that was out and then it lit back up and you saw the silhouette of Uncle Howdy. And obviously it was Uncle Howdy. But here's my thing. I don't want to say that I was right all the time with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was fucking right. Because the one video that I showed when he was talking about, well, remember with the dates that was on there?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the new moon or whatever he was saying. And then it happened on Raw.
Yes.
But before I get into that, I got to play you guys this other video that was released by him, and it was something else. So I want you guys
to
check
it
out.
Can I tell you a secret? I don't want him to know. I must tell you all something. He's here. I can't fight him off anymore. Don't let him deceive you.
You can feel the creeping tendrils of darkness slipping through your mind, wrapping around your very soul. Here for you enlightenment. They revel in your torment. Did you hear what they said about Britain, man? They think you're a fraud.
No.
A puppet dancing on strings of illusion. They don't believe you. You're lying. You're telling you lie.
You're wrong.
You're lying. You're lying.
This is true.
You wouldn't know the truth. You wouldn't know the truth about you. If it slapped you in the face. Nothing but a puppet. You're lying. Dancing to the tune of your own delusions. These people hate you.
No.
They think it's artificial intelligence talking. Are they wrong?
I will not succumb to your darkness again.
You are a disgrace. You're losing your mind.
No. I refuse to believe that.
Come home.
I will find the light within me.
Come home.
Guide the fireflies.
Come home. If you can escape me, time is ticking. Tell them what you want, embrace me, and together we shall rule. When the moon aligns with the sun and the summer falls, it shall rise, and they will have no other choice than to believe.
I'm the one in control. They must believe me.
Did I show you guys this already? Or this?
I don't remember. I think this is a different one.
Okay, never mind then. So, that was interesting in itself.
Yeah, but they're all the same. It's like you don't know if you've seen this one or not.
I know, right?
They're still cool either way. It's like they just watch that over and over again. It's just fine.
Oh yeah, so, I don't mind it at all. Anyways, but still, the date was there. All this other shit, right? So now someone was at the WrestleMania. Oh God, what's it called? The Fan Fest that they had. I'm assuming.
Yeah, was it like Wrestling World or
Yeah, so I got a clip, another clip. They don't. There's no words though, so I'm gonna have to describe it to you. But the guy that posted the video, he did like talk in the beginning to explain what he's showing. So after that, then I'll explain what the video was. So yeah, I'll play it right now and you guys
Another
tell
teaser
me.
Teaser at the return of Uncle Howdy, this time at WWE World at the end of the Bray Wyatt panel. Let's watch it and then talk about it.
So his name is Irish Meep. So just to give him credit. So what they're doing is they're showing a video that was actually at where they did the Bray Wyatt Memorial. Actually, you know what? Let me rewind it a little bit. That way I can show you guys. And you can see for yourself, and then I'll explain later.
Okay.
Now, the video, the audio is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
So basically,
Trace, I believe is your name on Twitter, who got.
So basically, it was a again like the dark videos that I've been watching on Dreadmere.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, they showed the lantern and they had Uncle Howdy's hat next to the lantern, and then they showed hands grabbing the hat and pulling it away from the lantern. That was at Wrestling or WWE World, whatever they call it, over the weekend at WrestleMania.
Right.
So now let's get back into Raw, where what happened was during Bronson Reed's promo, a little glitch happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom, you see hello.
You sound see, familiar?
Hello.
Yeah.
So now, where'd you guys go? I lost y'all.
Oh.
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. So then. During Raw, so that's number one with Bronson during Bronson Reed's promo. So then, during the commercial break on Raw, someone recorded this during their commercial break.
Into my mind, into my
So it cut off right in the middle of that song and people were booing. But what I caught, which I thought was pretty cool, was that that everybody started doing Firefly lights. So I thought that.
Yeah.
So obviously there is something coming about this. Obviously you got to watch SmackDown to see what's going on with that. So I wanted to bring that out to light. And of course we will keep talking about it as days go by, and whatever clues that we find, you guys will be the first to know. All right, yes. So with that being said, let's cover WrestleMania Night 1.
And what a WrestleMania it was for Night 1. You know, if I want to talk about some match first with WrestleMania, I got to go with the start match of the show was Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
That was a good match.
That was great.
That was a great match between two great women in the ring. The entrances were awesome as usual.
I think wasn't Becky, apparently, wasn't she sick during the match?
She had strep.
Yeah.
That 102-degree
fever. To go out there and deliver that match.
Yeah.
She killed it. Killed it. I mean, Rhea retains. It was a great, solid match. And then after this match, she had the tag team ladder match with Awesome Truth winning the Raw tag titles.
Yes.
Fighting, and Theory and Waller winning the SmackDown tag titles.
Now, the thing of it, fucking R-Truth never disappoints, man.
No.
Like, he was reaching for the tag. He tried pinning. It's like, bro.
I swear, you know what? When he went for that first pin, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think we're supposed to be pinning anyone in this match.
But you know what?
He got me there with that.
Yeah. Or the commentating is like, oh, well, he's going after his childhood hero, John Cena. It's like, bro, wait a minute. Truth is older than Cena.
He's older than Cena, yeah. But, you know, the thing of it is, what I appreciate the most about that match is that they let R-Truth grab the belts.
Yes.
That's what I like. Because at first I thought The Miz was going to grab it, which I still wouldn't have mind because, you know, R-Truth is there to tag. And, you know, it would have been a victory for him, too. But I'm glad he was the one that grabbed it. And when he grabbed it, he had such a big pop.
Yeah, when he was climbing up the ladder, like going for the belts, I'm like, oh, I hope no one comes in and ruins it.
I know.
Yeah.
Jeepers, man.
Right. And that was Truth's, I guess, first big win at Mania ever. Yeah. I don't think they said he's never won at WrestleMania.
No.
No, that was his first win. That was a cool moment. Yeah. Then we had Santos Escobar and Dom Mysterio versus Rey and Andrade. Solid match, kind of a goofy match when you have Jason Kelsey and Landon Johnson in there to help.
Yeah, I know. Sure, that's the part that threw me out of it.
But I was waiting for Carlito's turn. That was my whole thing. I was waiting for that, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So SmackDown. Yeah, could be.
It could be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And those two big old goofs. Now, did you guys know who it was? I mean, I thought it was a good idea.
At first?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I
had because they had the mask on, and I'm like, let me tell you something. I was like, who are these giant men? Because they are big. I didn't realize. I mean, you know, you watch them on TV, obviously, playing football. They don't look that big. But in here, I was like, good God, these guys are huge. Who the hell are they?
And then, when Jason took the mask off, I'm like, oh, shit. Jason Kelsey, but then Landon took it off. I'm like, then who's this guy?
Yeah.
Because I know who Jason Kelsey is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good.
But you know what? They did good. They didn't do bad. You know, Dominic sold it very good. And the way those guys acted, I mean, they did it perfectly for a couple celebrities to be on a WrestleMania. They really did do good. And I got no problem with that. They did really well.
Not at all. Now, if I had to be honest with you, this match for night one was the most disappointing match to me. Mm-hmm. And it was Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso.
Yes, yes.
I thought it could be so much better.
That's my thing. Even going into it, there was really not that big of a build because rightfully so, it'd be the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth and Cody versus Roman. That was the biggest draw. I understand that. But you had Jimmy versus Jey. This could have done so much better. No Rikishi involved whatsoever.
None.
No anticipated, you know, the start of it, though, when they brought in the childhood stuff and, oh, it's brother versus brother. That was good. But the match is just, I don't know. It just, to me, it didn't have that spark to be a Mania match even. This didn't even feel like a pay-per-view match to me.
Yeah. It was like a TV show, Raw or SmackDown match.
Yeah,
and I get it; they were telling the story kind of in the ring when Jimmy was like, "Oh no," you know, and then he stopped from super kicking him, and then of course it was it was not my favorite.
Mm-mm.
I was disappointed.
I was too. Next match, we had Damage Control versus Team Bianca, Jade, Naomi. Again, this to me wasn't really a Mania match, in my opinion. Yeah, you threw Jade Cargill in there, which was great and all, but did the finish and whatever. But it felt like Damage Control was just getting their ass kicked.
Yeah,
which is like,
Well, I mean, Naomi, she got her butt whooped in the beginning, so.
Well, yeah, but then it was as soon as Bianca tagged in, then here came Jade, and then boom, boom, and we're done.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't anything exciting, but it was okay. We know why they did it, and it was because of Jade. They're not still comfortable putting her in a singles match up until Raw, but I'll explain what happened with that later if we do get to it, though, but. Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yep. Shocker of the night, Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental title. Sami beat Gunther.
Yes.
I'm sitting here, the match is going on. As soon as I hear 1, 2, 3, I look up, I'm like, what? Sami won? I'm like, I was not expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
No. As much as a terror that Gunther has been on this whole thing, it's like Sami, not disrespecting Sami Zayn, but come on.
Yeah.
Out of out of everybody, but I'm glad he's IC champ. That was cool.
Yeah.
And you see the memes are where they put so many days after held that title.
Yeah. 666 days.
Like, oh, yeah.
But what's funny was on Raw, did you hear Sammy, what Sammy said when he was mentioning that in his promo? Because he was saying, you know, oh, you know, you got to tip your hat for him, to him, you know, for holding that title for 666 days. And then he went, he said something in Arabic because, you know, he's Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
And he said something in Arabic, which means, something like, please be to God or something like that. You know, so he didn't, he knew, but he was just like, you know, because like I said, he's a Muslim. And even if a Christian person was there, they would have been like, oh, God, or whatever, or praise Lord, or some shit like that. Right. But he did it in, he said it in Arabic. So,
yeah. And the main event, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth. Look, this was a good sports entertainment match.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. Okay. If you want to go for Mania for a sports entertainment match, this is the match to have. Now, for a pro wrestling state of view, I did not like it. And it was just mostly showboating. To the crowd, showboating to Rock and Roman. And, you know, it was just, I don't know. It just, to me, wasn't that great of a pro wrestling match.
And wait, this was a tag team match, right? So, like,
yes.
Which means there were rules. But, like, The Rock even told the referee, if you count, you're fired.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, dropping the F bomb like Rock does and, you know, everything like that. Yeah, exactly. They were trying to tell a story to me. I could see that, but it was kind of ideal for like this match for Rock and Roman to win.
Yeah,
just so, you know, and you know, so well,
they kind of did it right because I don't think looking at it, if they would have done it clean, I think it would have hurt Cody more than if he lost dirty, which what I mean by that is like what The Rock was doing. You know, you count to three or you count or whatever, I'll fucking fire you. And then he was just, and then what I tipped my hat off to the ref is at one point he looked at Cody and he said, I'm sorry. Like nothing I can do. I don't want to lose my job. He's my boss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they did that right, and they did it to a point. And by the way, I did predict that. But anyway, they did. You know, they did it to where you felt sorry for Cody, and they did it to where some people who are not really wrestling fanatics, but they enjoy watching it. It made them look as if, fuck, is Bloodline Rules the next night? He just got his ass whooped. This was kind of like a Bloodline Rules match. How's he gonna win tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? So they gave him that sympathy, which was smart in my opinion, but you know, the match in itself I thought was very well done. They both took an ass whooping, but I thought for a second too like Seth was gonna get the pin, but then I was thinking I'm like, no, because if he loses on Sunday, that means he'll get pinned twice on a Mania weekend, and they didn't want to damage him too bad. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, this match, I mean, they did everything perfect. The Rock, he was on point except for one part where he slammed Cody and he fucking his knees buckled. He hit the ropes.
I noticed that.
Like, Jesus, Rock, come on, bro. So, but The Rock looked good. You know, everything about this matchup, it was right on point. So, yeah, it was definitely an A+ for me.
But, for sure.
Yeah.
But that was your night one recap. Let's go into night two, shall we?
Well, before you get into that, night one, what would you guys rate it?
I would say a B+.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I'm there. Yeah. B+ for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I give it about an A+. I enjoyed that everything. The Becky, Rhea, the ladder match, and Cody, and then you got Sammy. I mean, yeah, this was an A+ show for me.
For sure. All right, we're going right into night two. The start of the show, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. What do you guys think?
Another great way to start night two.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Nothing wrong with it. Match was very, very good. A lot of back and forth, which I freaking appreciate. But of course, and I knew CM Punk was going to interfere somehow. I just wasn't sure if he was going to interfere on behalf of Seth or Drew, because he can't stand either one of them.
Right.
And just for the fact that, I mean, I'm glad Drew won, because I think it was kind of like them doing him a favor, because when he won it with no people around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, during the COVID era. And for them to give it to him, even though it was short, because Damian Priest came right down and cashed in.
Man. I was thanking God above that Damian actually got the cash in successful.
Yeah.
Not just the cash in. Successful,
yeah,
because he fucking deserves it.
He does, and what people really got to understand. Well, actually, you know what? Before I make this point, Damian Priest, and I'm just throwing this out there because I really haven't seen it on social media, but Damian Priest is the first Puerto Rican world champion in 50 years since Pedro Morales won it.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't seen that all over social media. I'm just saying. Anyway, my point is with Damian Priest, whether you like the guy or not, what Damian Priest, when he cashed that in, of course I was ecstatic. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was very happy for him. Why? Because Damian, when he first got into wrestling, he had an attitude of everything was going to get handed to him because of his size. Because of his look, the way he, you know, he sounds, you know, he sounds, he's got the deepest voice I've ever fucking heard. Next day.
Yeah, he does, right?
And so when he was realizing that, people were like letting him know, bro, that's you got to work for this shit. He lost 200 pounds. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he lost 200 pounds. He was a big boy in the Indies. Go look it up. Mm-hmm. But he lost all that weight, trained really, really hard. Was homeless at one point. You know, he sacrificed a lot once he got that reality check that nothing was going to be handed to him just because of his size or the way he looked. You got to know how to wrestle. You got to pay your dues. When he was in the Indies, he had to pay his fucking dues, and he sure as hell did. And then what happened after that? He ended up going to Ring of Honor. He did well there. He got signed to WWE, went to NXT. He did well there. He was doing everything that the WWE asked him, and he did it. They told him to work with Bad Bunny. He sure as hell did. They told him to work with him again. He sure as hell did. They weren't even going to put him in WrestleMania that time when he tagged with Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Logan Paul.
Oh,
was it The Miz and Logan Paul?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
You know, they weren't even going to put him in there. They weren't. But I think Triple H fought for him to be there, to do it as a tag, to let him work with Bad Bunny, blah, 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 blah. And he did. You know, he did every fucking thing that they told him to do, whether it was good or bad. Damian Priest made it work. So for those that are thinking about becoming a pro wrestler, or in training to be a pro wrestler, understand, none of this gets handed to you. None of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Without naming names, somebody wanted me to train them, but was expecting me to just throw them in the fucking ring, teach them some flips, and he was going to be a pro wrestler. That ain't the right attitude to have. That's not the right mindset to have, because you're just thinking instant stardom without even doing anything.
Yep.
Damian Priest worked his ass off for that fucking moment. And now he can forever say that he was world champion at one point in time.
And nobody can take that away from him.
And nobody can take that away.
Ever.
Okay. So for those thinking about it, think real hard, because you got to put in work. You got to train. You got to work out. You got to go to the gym. And then if you find a wrestling promotion that's willing to train you, fucking go and listen to what they say. Because at the end of the day, what you have to realize is that your life is in their hands and their life is in your hands. So they're not going to just take some Joe Schmo out the fucking street and then say, yeah, you can get in the ring with me. Let's do it live in front of people. Let's see how you do. Yeah. That ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen.
No. Nope.
So that's my rant on that. Glad for Damian Priest.
Absolutely. And even going into it more, just a little bit more, we'll have CM Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Drew, that story built more to it. Looking forward to that. Seth Rollins is a good way to getting, you know, them out.
Yeah.
Did
you hear what he said when he was leaving?
You know, type of stuff.
You didn't hear what he said?
Yeah,
to Drew. When Seth was backing up, he looked at Drew and goes, you fucking deserve it.
Damn.
Like, in a good way, though. In a good way. He didn't say it like, you fucking deserve it, like when he lost. He said it to Drew when Drew beat him.
Right.
He said to him that you fucking deserve it. Yeah.
There you go. Next match, we'll go to The Pride, which is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus The Final Testament. And again, this was an okay match. I'm not going to go far into it. The only thing that caught my eye, though, Snoop Dogg, stay off fucking commentary, please.
I kind of didn't like this match because a 6-minute tag match means 3 on one side, 3 on the other. Yeah. When everyone spilled to the outside, the authors of pain just disappeared like they were never even in the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the authors of pain.
I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? They're like, where did the authors of pain disappear to?
Yeah. That's what I was
thinking. That's why 6-man tags, especially in this situation, which was the Philadelphia street fight, it just, there's so much going on. And, you know, you can only capture so much and you'll miss shit. It's like, fuck. But, yeah.
Right.
Snoop Dogg needs to stay off commentary.
But I will say this,
and I thought this was funny. But shout out to Bully Ray, man, coming out with a
bit. Yeah.
I was shocked with that, and then he put the glasses on. So, but
that was cool.
But just a sidetrack off this a little bit. Look up Snoop Dogg commentary on snakes. It's the funniest shit you'll ever.
God.
Yeah, you know how National Geographic does those animal videos and stuff, and there's a narrator. Yeah. Snoop does it, but with the snake and lizard. So yeah, you'll laugh your ass off.
Oh God.
So, but yeah, back to the match.
It's okay.
I wanted it more. They did do some crazy shit, but wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, honestly. Next, we had LA Knight versus AJ Styles. It was all right.
It was, yeah.
Let me just say, it was another one of those, kind of like the Jimmy and Jey Uso match.
Yeah.
This match could have happened on SmackDown.
Yep.
This could have happened at a smaller pay-per-view, but it wasn't WrestleMania up to date, I guess.
But I am happy, though, that LA Knight won.
Absolutely.
Did I pick him? By the way, I forgot.
Yes,
I did. Right?
Okay, good.
I would think so.
Hey, you saw coming out with new music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that actually, I was looking that up. That's an alternate version of his phenomenal theme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called "You Don't Want None."
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Next match we have for the United States Championship, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
I picked Logan Paul.
Yeah, you did. Out of the three.
Yeah.
Logan
That's
Paul
right. We all picked different ones.
Oh, God.
I'm like, come on, Logan, come on.
I'm sure Elio was jumping up and down as soon as Mr. Paul got that pin. But here's my problem with Logan Paul. I did see a video recently where he did pay his respects to wrestling, said it was the hardest thing he's ever done in his life. He said the match with him and Kevin Owens was harder than the match with him and Floyd Money Mayweather.
Really?
Which I was like, yeah. I have to show you guys this video that I saw on social media. And he said, yeah, yeah, with everything that was going on in the ring, he wanted to give the fans what they wanted, blah, blah, blah. And it made me gain more respect for Logan Paul in a way.
Okay.
Now, here's my problem with the whole thing. Please quit coming out with people that have no idea who the fuck these people are
All
in
right.
the prime bottle.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these guys? They come out and they're like,
I was
oh,
trying
what?
To figure out who is this?
That's Speed from YouTube. It's like,
yeah.
Who?
And then he gets into Randy Orton's face, RKO, boop. It's like, stop coming out with these random ass fucking people. Because honestly, to me, I thought that was Jake Paul coming out. I thought, oh, okay, somebody that
That
people
would have
would
been cool.
know. That would have been. But then you have some random dude come out in this Speed or this fucking prime
Prime
bottle
bottle.
costume, and then of course you bring the brass knuckles. Was that your signature? Whatever, fine. But the match was good. I will
Yeah.
give Logan Paul credit for that. And honestly, since I've seen the video, I've gained more respect for the man. But I'm not going to give total respect for him. That's just I have to be like that just because I can't stand his attitude. But this match was solid, and
This
so I.
was good. I mean, just the simple fact of Randy and Kevin Owens jumping him and beating the crap out of him. He took it all. He definitely paid
He
his
did.
fucking dues that day. I tell you
He
that much, because
has.
they were being stiff on him. And he knows that. He knows that comes with the territory. And it goes right back to what I was saying earlier. Pay your fucking dues. Granted, somebody like him, if you're off the streets, bro, you're not Logan Paul. Okay?
No.
They use Logan Paul because he does get a lot of followers. Social media is his thing. Millions and millions of people follow this dude. Okay? And you're coming off the street trying to say and make a point of, well, Logan Paul, he hasn't been wrestling. He didn't pay that motherfucker paid his dues. And not only that, even before he stepped into the ring, he went and trained at the performance center. So despite what you feel about Logan Paul, I tip my hat off to him for that match at Mania. And for him to come out the winner, I wasn't, mad about it. I was like, okay, hey, the way they did it was good. It was perfectly timed. Everything was good about that match. So yeah, he
Yeah.
deserves it. I'll give him his props.
For sure. Next match, Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. I was glad to see Bayley come out of this, honestly.
Now, was you guys shocked that Damage Control didn't come out to interfere?
Very shocked. I was expecting them to come out.
Yeah,
I
I
really
was
was.
too.
Because
Because the
I
whole
think I even said it, like, watch Damage Crew's gonna come out, and they're gonna probably have Naomi or whatever and
Yeah.
Bianca come out to, like, to counter them.
Yeah.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
it didn't, which was we it was a weird feeling to me, because
Yeah.
Bayley had beef with all these women, and
Yeah.
then Io Sky was the only one that was there,
Yeah.
which it still made for a good match between them. It was solid, it was a good match.
Yeah.
Bayley came out victor of it.
And I thought for sure, man, that I thought Io was gonna win at this one point. I was like, oh shit, is Io gonna win? Oh my God. Which I
Right?
wouldn't have been mad.
Nope. Well, of course not. That's your girl.
And then again, watch on SmackDown. Bayley's gonna come out. Probably Bianca will come out, and I think we might get a Bianca heel turn. You don't know.
I hope
Really?
so. She needs it.
That's just my
On
take
Jade?
on no on
No, on
Bayley.
Bailey.
Oh, on Bailey.
On Bayley, yeah,
Yeah.
because they're gonna have Bayley comes out like to do her promo, and then Bianca
Yeah.
comes out.
I'm ready for a Bianca heel turn. I
Yeah.
am. I really am.
We'll see how it plays out, though.
For sure. That was another good match. Now, the match everybody's been waiting for. Will he finish the story? Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE Universal Undisputed Title, whatever you want to call it. He finally finished the story.
Yes. We don't have to
Short and
hear
sweet.
anymore.
No, thank God.
But now there's a
Now,
new chapter, so.
there is a new chapter in the story.
Now he's gonna
Yep.
finish that story.
What's he gonna do for the rest of his career? Finish the goddamn story for everything he does?
Hold on,
Oh, wait.
I gotta finish this sentence. Hold up.
Right? God. Anyway, this
Gotta
match
write the
was
index.
it.
I gotta find out the closing of this book. Hold up.
Oh, God. If he seriously does come out with a book by the end of his career, I'm going to shit my pants. Because that would
well,
be
you know
else.
That's going to happen. He's going to come out with a book.
To have these stories, and then I'm going to put them all in a story, and then yada yada, whatever. Yeah, you know, more moneymaker for Cody. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yes. But this match was everything anticipated for, was, well, in the success. These guys went toe-to-toe with one another, back and forth, crowd getting into it. You had others get involved. But no addition to the bloodline, which really surprised me, because you could have thrown out more people from the bloodline.
I thought a lot more people were going to come out.
Right?
I saw people were mad that there was no Stone Cold. But then I was thinking about it. It didn't make sense. And I'll tell you why. Because there was another story in there as well, with Roman Reigns facing the ghosts of his past.
Yeah.
That's true.
Seth.
Yeah.
When he came out as the Shield.
Let me ask you guys a question. Did you honestly think that Dean Ambrose was coming back?
At first, yes.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't the only one.
No, you was not.
And when the Shield,
a lot of people thought.
I'm like, oh, Seth and Dean? Not just Seth.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. But he didn't, unfortunately. Yeah.
But even still, though, like what Elio was saying, this was storytelling at its best, because Seth came out as the Shield, and instead of Roman hitting Cody, he hit Seth as payback for what he did years ago.
In Indianapolis.
Great fucking, great fucking storytelling. Cheap shot.
It is. It is.
You know, but I mean, it was just great. And on top of that, people were wondering, what's the Undertaker there for? He also had beef with The Rock 2 years ago before The Rock left. If you guys remember, go look it up. So that was perfect storytelling. John Cena coming in, and the first person he went after was fucking Solo Sikoa. Why? Because Solo beat him in Saudi Arabia. So
it was good storytelling.
People, everything about this was perfect. Yeah. It was done perfectly. Loved it.
Even afterwards, everybody in the ring celebrating Cody. And like we've said, Damian Priest deserved it. You know what? Cody Rhodes deserves this WWE Championship for everything that he's done, for everything that he went through, for his story.
Did you notice one part when Cody was pinning Roman? Roman had a smile on his face. Like, he was glad it was over.
Yeah. Like a little grin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But all around WrestleMania Night 2, WrestleMania in general, great fucking show. It really was.
Night 2, though, I would give that like an A-minus compared to Night 1.
I'd probably be the same grade for me, B-plus. Yeah. I sound bad with it, but there was a couple that I'm like, that's where I'm at. Even though, all around, I love WrestleMania, always will love WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. But I think this was the best one in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. For Elio, what do you give it?
Yeah, this one, I'm staying with the B+. This was just a fun WrestleMania.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And on top of that, the fucking green shirt guy was there both nights.
Please tell me what he does for a fucking living. All I've ever heard.
He will not say.
I was going to say, he's at every pay-per-view, every big
Vladimir.
The green shirt guy?
I don't know.
The one that's front row. Is that
every pay-per-view?
I don't know. Because I know a guy, super fan there named Vladimir.
No, that was years ago. That was years ago. Okay.
All right.
This guy, they call him the green shirt guy.
Okay.
Every pay-per-view. Well, he's got a smiley face on it. He's got the two dot eyes and the big old smile.
Yeah.
Every fucking pay-per-view, this guy is there, front row, right dead smack in the middle.
Same seat. Everywhere.
And wears the same green shirt every single time. Now, I heard a couple things. Number one, somebody did ask him, what the fuck do you do for a living to get these tickets?
Right.
And he's like, I'm a real estate person. I sell houses or whatever. Bullshit.
Shut up. You don't make that kind of money, bro. Dude, being a real estate agent.
So somebody else said that he does the setup for the fireworks. So in exchange, instead of giving him money, he wants those seats at every pay-per-view. Another story I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. Another story I heard is that he is good friends with Triple H. Or something. There was a lawsuit, I guess. And instead of money, he wants those seats at every pay-per-view.
Well, somebody was saying that this pyro incident happened in 2008.
Yes,
and then there was a settlement, yada, yada, yada. But yeah. I don't know.
And that was the settlement, though, was that he is front row at every freaking pay-per-view, PLE now. But it was weird because somebody did a video of WrestleMania, I don't know what night, where they saw him like on the stage with Triple H. They were like walking behind the back of it.
Not only that, he was sitting in one of the press conferences rooms.
Was he really?
There was one, not this WrestleMania, but there was a certain press conference. I don't remember which one, but he was in the back row with all like the reporters and stuff like that. He was sitting with his green shirt and hat in the back. Wow. And I'm like, what is this guy?
I don't remember Red Hat ever getting that kind of treatment.
No. I know, right?
No. But that's the thing. People are taking pictures with this guy wherever he goes. He's like a superstar.
Yeah.
Everybody now knows him as the green shirt guy.
The green shirt guy. That's it.
Yeah.
One day we will know what the fuck this guy does or what happened that he got those fucking seats every damn pay-per-view. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick pause for the cause. When we come back, yes, we will be discussing the whole CM Punk AEW drama. Yes, it's still continuing.
Again.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
What's up, wrestling fans? It is yours truly, Ruby Soho, and you're listening to Wrestling POV Podcast with the man, Tony Diaz.
Hi, I'm WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, also known as the Queen, and listen to Wrestling POV Podcast and always do it with Flair. Woo!
This is the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
And we're back, and you can find Wrestling POV every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Amazon Music. And now, Tony, it's time to get This Week in Wrestling.
All right. As we said before the break, the whole CM Punk and AEW situation. For those that don't know, CM Punk was doing a podcast. I forgot the guy's name. Jesus Christ. He does an MMA podcast. Do you know
Ariel Helwani?
Thank you. That dude.
That one.
But also Cody. Cody was on that too.
Yep.
He did talk about Tony Khan. But CM Punk went a little further. Meaning, I mean, well, he just talked about what happened. The guy asked him, so he told him.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, during the rest of the week, Tony Khan is going to play the actual video of what happened at Wembley. Now, guys, for me, that was an all-time low for Tony Khan.
Yep.
Why I'm saying that is because for me, that looks so unprofessional. Because how come you didn't put it out that time you were fearing for your fucking life? How come you didn't put it out then? You know?
Or how about the time where you had the fight with Young Bucks and CM Punk and Kenny Omega in the locker room?
Exactly.
At All Out? Was it All Out? Whatever.
Yeah, I think it was All Out. Because they were calling it the Brawl Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you show that video?
Yeah. So looking at that video, but the way the Young Bucks did it, I was just like, how does that tie in with your guys' feud with FTR? Other than the fact that FTR and CM Punk are friends. What I'm saying?
No. It was pathetic.
It was
embarrassing.
But not only that, though, CM Punk said nothing negative about Tony Khan. The only thing he said was he is not a good boss or he is not a promoter or whatever he said. He's a good person, but he's not a good boss.
And then I think I saw a picture somewhere on social media of where we're saying even the talents were like looking at
a
him
lot
like,
of
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the look on Tony Schiavone's face.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like that.
No.
And I will not defend Tony Schiavone much. He
none of us would.
No, but he did not look comfortable at that commentary table.
No.
Announcing that this video was being played.
Yeah. And then you get Will Ospreay cutting that promo. Obviously,
that
it was
terrible.
A shot. It was.
That was so bad.
You know, taking a shot at Triple H, all because Triple H, you know, if you guys don't know, look up what Triple H said about talent. That's all. He did not even say a name.
No. Nope.
He just said that, you know, if you're not in it for the grind, then I'm glad I didn't sign you. He could be talking about anybody. So why is Will Ospreay taking offense to that? And then on top of that, saying about his, you know, his wife.
I have a question. Why is it every time one of these guys in whatever, either company, they mention something, it's like a shot of the other company. Like, even if they don't mention any name or whatever.
Yeah.
I shouldn't get it. Every time something is said, like, you know, it's a shot of the other company. How?
Right. And he, like you said, he could be talking about New Japan. He could be talking about TNA. He could be talking about ROH.
He could be talking about anybody.
It could be the indie scene. Like, seriously, it's pathetic. It's like, and like I've said before, and I'll say it again, AEW is on a sinking ship, a sinking spiral, and this is now just going even deeper. Because now you're
a bunch of children being pathetic. Over there.
It is. It's pathetic.
A bunch of children, I was in this group. I left because I couldn't handle like all these stupid people. Like, they were going like WWE is the best, AEW is the best. Like, and the other is like AEW sucks. I'm like, okay, I'm just done out.
Yeah,
but it's so bad.
But a lot of wrestlers, yeah, you're right. In AEW, were extremely pissed. Mm-hmm. A lot of veteran wrestlers, like Bully Ray, was one of them. He expressed his feelings on that whole thing. Eric Bischoff said that was just an embarrassment. Tommy Dreamer, he said, and he was being honest. He said, you know, if this is going to work on their behalf, good. But he said, if it fails, they're going to be the ones to look bad.
Mm-hmm. What does it do for them? Like,
what does it do?
It's really not doing anything for it's not making them look good at all.
Oh
besides
my God.
Making them look like dicks.
Yeah. Their ratings
it's
went up.
Basically.
Or the viewers numbers was like 800 something thousand. So they couldn't even break a million with that so-called fucking video. But you know what everybody's fucking saying? And I'm talking wrestlers, veterans, old school wrestlers. They're all saying that it damaged them so bad that it made CM Punk look like he was telling the truth.
I mean, I think he is telling the truth.
I mean, I listened to the whole show.
Yeah,
that he did, and everything he was like saying.
Yeah,
everything
was
he
in
said
the video.
What we saw in the video.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the video never lies. It's just right there.
Everything was right fucking there. Yeah. I mean, come on, bro. What are you thinking? You thought this was going to be a good shot at them? Let me tell you something. During the Monday Night Wars, because this, let's be real, this isn't a war between AEW and WWE.
No, I'm telling because, you, people say that.
Because
oh,
I know, right? No, it's not. They're not on the same fucking day.
The only war is one that in your head.
Exactly. They're not on the same day. And let me tell you guys something. If they were on the same day, WWE would blow them out the water.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
You think
Sorry.
For 1 second that, say, Dynamite would be on 1 week. Raw will be out on the same time. You're telling me that more people will visit Dynamite instead of Raw? I highly doubt it. There's not a chance. Like Tony just said, they don't even draw a million views with the so-called video that they had on CM Punk and Jack Perry.
Yeah.
If you can't draw a million viewers to that, what are you doing? SmackDown has a million viewers. And not, you know, being
and that's on a
with
bad
SmackDown,
day.
But that's on a Friday night. Seriously, people are out on Friday nights. You have a fucking show on Saturday and nobody watches it. Sorry. I can't remember the last time I've watched Collision.
Same here.
The people on Collision.
No.
But it's just like, come on.
I don't even know what's going on with Collision or the matches on there. Like,
no.
The only thing I know is on that one episode, Adam Copeland had a match against Matt Cardona.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh my God, I don't know what this man is thinking. I seriously don't. That made no sense for him to do that because it didn't tie into anything. It didn't boost his fucking ratings. But where I'm more disappointed at is Edge cutting that promo. And then even FTR, when they came out, and they were like, why are we even talking about this? Huh?
You mean that promo that Edge cut that
last week?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah. And then FTR, when they go out there, they're cutting their promo. They're like, why are we even, why are we showing it? Why are we talking about this? It's fucking stupid.
It is.
Now,
I'm going to say this, and this is my personal point of view, hence the show. AEW's main problem, and I was looking with a fine tooth comb, and I was trying to see what does WWE do better than AEW? And let me tell you something. It's a lot of things. A lot. First of all, they got Triple H as head of creative. Even when Vince was in, I'm sorry, they were still beating them. But I'm talking about now with Triple H. Their storytelling is off the chain. They do perfect storytelling. And then they let it marinate into their wrestling match. AEW doesn't do that at all. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that at all, and they're garbage. Anyways.
Are there any stories? I can't think of one story that I've seen out there.
Me neither. They throw people in just to throw people in, and then that's it. It's like, oh, my God. Don't even know who some of these people are. But now I found this interesting. I heard, okay, they said Will Ospreay and the Young Bucks – neither of them were in favor of doing what they were told to do on last night's Dynamite. Okay.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. They're saying that it wasn't the Bucks' idea, nor were they in favor of airing it. Even Ospreay's grind promo was an idea that was presented to him earlier in that day. So they're saying nobody was in favor for this, and the morale doesn't seem great at all over in AEW. So.
Now, and with hearing that, not so much Will Ospreay, because he's not, you know, up in the vice president role, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I get Tony Khan has the money. I understand that completely. I understand he may be your boss. But as your EVPs, seriously EVPs, you need to step in and say, hey, you need to stop this. You need to not even think about doing this. This doesn't need to be happening.
Yep.
As the Young Bucks, because you started this just like I understand Tony Khan did. But hey, if it causes beef with that, I'd rather have the respect of my peers in the pro wrestling business than to be tarnished like it was. And now people are looking at the Young Bucks like, oh, these fucking guys. Or, oh, Will Ospreay cut a dick promo on Triple H. What is that? If AEW crumbles, which I'm feeling like it will, what's Will Ospreay going to do?
Yeah.
Is WWE going to come calling? Is WWE going to call the Young Bucks if AEW crumbles? Like, that's affecting their long-term career. And I'm sorry, I don't see AEW as a long-term thing.
With that being said, let me ask you guys, being that you said that, how long do you think they have?
AEW?
Yeah.
5 years.
Really?
That's it.
Wow.
And I feel like if they keep doing this shit, it's going to get lower. Yeah. Because they signed this. What I've heard is they signed this TV deal for a 5 year with TBS or TNT or whichever one it was.
Yeah.
Or Max or some whatever it was with that. They signed the deal with that. But less, I'd say 5 years or less.
Wow.
Yep. I do.
Leo?
Yeah, I'll say the same 5 years. But you got ROH, which you bought. Instead of focusing on that, you're doing stuff like this. Focus on ROH. ROH is sinking. Like, how many people even tune into that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They need a big turnaround.
They do.
And what Tony Khan's dad needs to do is say, son, you're costing me money.
Can we fire Tony Khan?
Right? Fire Tony Khan. Hashtag that shit. Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
Well, from what I've heard, his dad is just as nuttier as he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From what I can tell, they're both cokeheads.
Fire them both.
It's like, God dang, man.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. If I was the Young Bucks, and this is going back to why Cody left. It's like there's something in the water that made Cody, hey, I'm out.
Yeah.
CM Punk, same thing. Hey, I want out. There's something there.
What about Sean Spears? Same thing.
Sean Spears, gone.
Okay. They're calling it WCW 2.0. But
Jade Cargill,
gone. Brian Pillman Jr., gone. Like, it's just, I don't know.
They're calling this WCW 2.0. But like, I think this is the worst than WCW.
WCW actually competed with Raw, though.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. This is worse. They're calling WCW 2.0 like around 2000 WCW. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. If they come out with now the Shockmaster out and then tasing people, then it's going to be, oh,
the
God.
Mummy, the Invisible Man.
AEW keeps going the way it's going and it goes under, where's Ali John Moxley? Was he going to go back to WWE?
Yeah. Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially it's under Triple H now.
I'm saying you should get out now. Like, because if they keep going the way they're going, he's going to go under with AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Sure looks that way.
I've always said I wanted them to succeed. I really do. But it doesn't help the favor when they're doing shit like that.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. But even like during the show, when the mat with Mariah May and who was it that she was
Anna
fighting?
Jay.
Anna Jay. And then that woman from Stardom came out.
Yeah.
Who in the world? I'm sorry. I don't mean disrespect. No pop. Nobody knew who this woman was that came out. It's like, you guys, we talk about WWE, you know, having people come in that nobody knows, but those are like social media, like YouTubers. You got a professional wrestling woman in there at Stardom, and nobody has a clue who she is, or not even mentioned.
So like, I have no idea who she is.
No,
none. Oh,
I don't know.
Lord.
It's just Dynamite is hard to watch, even, and like I've said,
it is.
From 2019 to now is two different shows.
Yeah,
big time to me.
Yep, and yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think that's it for the show. But before y'all leave, before you turn off, it is time for the 5-second shuffle. Well, that's after the show when we say our goodbyes. Which Elio holds, which he's been 5-second shuffle champion since February. Like,
yeah, you had to remind me on the air, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. 7 weeks.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm hurting.
Ugh. Wow. What a title reign. So for those that are new to that, basically what I do is I just hit a random I hit the shuffle button on my phone. Just a random song pops up. I only play 5 seconds of it, and these guys got to guess who it is. And the first one to 7 wins is just how we ride off into the sunset until next week. And but before that, there's the forbidden songs. With these forbidden songs, if any of them pops up, they get a minus deduction from their score. These songs are Taz, Chris Benoit, The Reba Giggle, which we haven't heard in a while. Just throwing it out there. Lash Legend, Hook, and Julian Hall. With that being said, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man.
By coming.
And the Dean.
Elio Canella.
All right, love, peace, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
All right, Elio, you got champion's advantage. You can either go first or pass it off to Clay.
I'll go first.
All right, here's your first one.
K-Quick.
K-Quick, you are on the board with one. Goes to Clay. Can he
started it just like we finished last week?
I know, right?
Yeah. Ain't that the shit?
It's part two. It's a continuation.
Exactly.
Oh, damn.
All right, it's on to Clay. He can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Veer Mahan.
It is Veer Mahan.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Came out. Clay came out to play. It's on to Elio. It's on to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go. Oh! Got him!
Goddamn. Yeah, you don't even know me.
Yeah, you don't even know me. Wow.
That song's terrible.
Out of nowhere. It is terrible.
Yeah.
That brings Elio back down to zero. Goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Bailey?
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Seth Rollins.
Shit.
He gets the point back, and it goes to Elio. He's got one. He got that shit back real quick.
He did.
He can get two with this one. Here you go. No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Finn Balor.
No, it is not. It's Apollo Crews.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him in a while.
I know, right? All right. Goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go. I have voices in my head. They
counsel me. They understand. RK-Bro.
Yes, it is. RK-Bro. You are on the board with two. Look at that. You even got a ding-ding out of that.
I did.
It's on to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Call to me. Call to me.
Summer Rae.
Summer Rae. You are on the board with two. It's all tied up. Goes to Clay. Clay's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go. Oh.
Of course.
Damn. Chris Benoit. That drops Clay back down to one. Goes to Elio. Elio's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Energy.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Reggie.
No, it is not. It's Tyler Bate.
Ah. No ding ding for that one.
I that. All right. Oh, who's it on? Clay? All right. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go. Oh, he came back to you.
Never mind. Fuck.
Wow. Yeah. You don't even know me. Yeah. That is Hook. That brings Clay back down to zero. Goes to Elio. Elio's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Joe Gacy.
Joe Gacy, you are on the board with three. It is 3-0. Goes to Clay. He can get his first one again with this one. Here you go.
Ray Wyatt?
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Uncle Howdy.
It's Uncle Howdy.
Ah, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Elio is on the board with four. It's on to Elio. He can get five with this one. Here you go.
Lita.
It is Lita. You are shit. On the board with five. Clay's got zero. He can get his first one again with this one. Here you go.
He's a man.
William Regal.
William Regal, yeah. I remember when when he came out as William Regal, he wasn't the working man. And as a rib, they played this fucking song. He was like, oh, you motherfuckers. Like, he was pissed. That brings Clay on the board with one. Goes to Elio. Elio's got five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
Andrade.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
The Rock?
It's The Rock.
Boom! Wow.
Wow. How'd you guess that?
I just guessed it. I swear to
really?
God. Really?
Yeah. It's starts off so fucking low. Deepers. Wow. Stole that one.
I did.
Goes to Clay. Clay's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown. You are on the board with three. Goes to Elio. Yep. I forgot. He's got five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
You smell what The Rock is cooking?
okay. The Rock. Shit.
He was like, all right, I'll come out with my shit. Jesus, man.
Relax, the final boss is back.
Elio's got six, goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
Honky Tonk Man.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal and the win. Please get it wrong. I don't want to end it with this.
Lana.
No, it's Peter Avalon.
Okay. Good. We don't have to end it with that.
Elio did that on purpose.
He did.
He did.
All right. It's on to Elio. He's got six. He can win it with this one. Here you go.
Garcia.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Brody King.
No, it is not. It's Andrade from his AEW thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Huh. All right. Nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley. You are on the board with four. Goes to Elio. Elio can win it with this one. Here you go. Oh.
Oh.
Wow. He is not going to win it with that one. With Chris Benoit. Holy shit. Jesus. All right. It's off to Clay. Clay's got four. He can tie it up with Elio with this one. Here you go. Again.
What the fuck? What? No fucking way.
What is going on?
You know what it is.
What's that?
The whole Forbidden Songs are like, we're back, mofo.
It's a new era.
Yeah. Wow, that brings Clay back down to three.
Yeah.
Goes to Elio. Elio's got five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
A storm is coming.
Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill, yes. Ooh. You are back to six. Goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go. Again?
What
the fuck?
Wow. That's what, four times?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I don't think I've ever been hit this bad.
No.
Really? Like, damn.
Oh, my Lord.
Whatever. All right. I'll keep trying to crawl myself like, out of the fucking hole.
He's like,
damn.
He goes, whatever.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, that brings him down to two. goes to Elio. Elio's got six. He can win it with this one. Here you go.
Ricochet.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Hardcore Holly.
No, it is not. It's Rob Van Dam.
Oh.
Rob Van Dam. Yes. All right. Okay. Goes to Clay. Clay's got two. Will he get hit again? For three. Here you go.
Austin Theory.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal and the win.
Ray Phoenix?
No, it is not. It's Tony Nese.
Oh, God. All right.
Yes. All right. Nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Elio. Elio can win it with this one. Here you go. Who?
Finn Balor.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Julia Hart.
It is Julia Hart.
Yeah. I do like that song, though.
It is a good song, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that bumps Clay back up to three. It's on to Clay. He can get four with this one. Here you go. Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. He goes, hi. That's right.
What's that? I didn't hear that part.
Lash Hood, what you said about her.
Remember what you said about her last week?
You got the forbidden song and you're like, Lash, I supported you.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
He did say it.
Yeah, I'm done with that then.
Wow, that brings Clay back down to two. Goes to Elio. Elio can win it with this one. Here you go.
What's up, R-Truth?
You had to throw the name of the song.
I had to throw the name. What's up?
Too. Jeez. Wow.
It was all serious. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That hurt my stomach, man. Yes, it is our trip.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus heaven. Oh my god. Elio wins it. Jesus, let's get the fuck out of here.
No worries.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week. See ya.